See, Alaska's timberlands have been logged of much of their harvestable trees. Officials say more acreage is needed, or timber operations could shut down, taking Southeast jobs with it. That's why the corporation is pushing for a short-term measure, the transfer of two Tongass parcels, to fill in until a more comprehensive piece of legislation makes its way through Congress. U.S. Forest Service official Jim Pena stated his objections at a House Committee on Indian and Alaska Native Affairs meeting. The bill's author, Alaska Congressman Don Young, chairs that panel. Pena objected to a requirement that the land be transferred within 60 days of passage.
These two parcels would be conveyed without the carefully negotiated provisions related to special use authorizations and public access that many stakeholders see as essential.
One parcel is on the Cleveland Peninsula between Wrangell and Ketchikan. The other is at Election Creek on Prince of Wales Island. The acreage is also part of a much larger measure that would transfer about 70,000 acres to Sea Alaska. That bill was also before the committee. Young said it's a compromise.
First introduced over 6 years ago, this bill has undergone an extensive vetting process throughout the region and has resulted in meaningful changes such as providing for continued public access to lands and modified certain land selections among them.
The Forest Service's Pena says the larger measure is preferable since it addresses a wider range of issues. He also said it's much improved from previous years, but he wants further changes before the administration lends its support. Southeast hunting guide Jimmy Rosenbrook spoke for sportsmen's groups opposing the land transfers. He said Sea Alaska's logging will cut down on access as well as wildlife.
It's kind of Sea Alaska to offer access for guides to utilize these lands for a 10-year period after their Forest Service permit expires. I don't know if it would be much benefit. Having access to clear-cut areas wouldn't be worth anything. There's no wildlife there. They are D-O-N-E, finished.
Last year's version of Young's bill passed the House, but not the Senate. And the Senate's latest version, sponsored by Alaskans Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, has undergone more negotiation and changes. Sea Alaska board member Byron Malott says that measure is more likely to be the final legislative vehicle, but he prefers the House bill.
In my personal judgment, there is more equity and justice in the House bill. But I also know from long, long experience that what the Native community can easily and passionately feel is equity and justice. For others is often very hard to ultimately make possible.
Young Sea Alaska bills passed out of the subcommittee and now head to the full House Resources Committee. If either passes, it will go to the House floor for a full vote. It would most likely be packaged with other legislation. That's what happened last year. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting.